This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The Pentagon's most expensive program is the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. It's also the latest target for ongoing criticism about military spending from President-elect Donald Trump. Trump took to Twitter on Monday, calling the cost of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program out of control. Lockheed Martin developed the fighter jet. Last week, Trump also criticized another defense contractor, Boeing, for running up the cost of the new Air Force One. But Trump is yet to explain how, as president, he will drive down any of these costs. Mark Kansian is a senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, who previously oversaw Department of Defense acquisitions at the White House Office of Management and Budget. He wishes the president-elect good luck, although his timing on the F-35 might be off.
The fact that you have a president or a president-elect involved in certain defense acquisition programs is not unusual. Obama became involved in the presidential helicopter. In fact, he canceled the program. Previous presidents have been involved with large national security programs. Reagan was involved, for example, in the B-1. It was a major issue during that campaign. Trump has expressed opinions about the presidential aircraft and about the F-35, which is the largest procurement program, not just in the Department of Defense today, but in its history. So it's not surprising that he might get involved in those. He's also facing a tough question, which is, how do you get leverage on a contractor when you have a sole source contract? And the department has struggled with that for decades. Trump's approach, using tweets to put pressure on the company, is certainly novel, but he was elected to shake up Washington, and he has certainly done that in the acquisition community.
Well, it's racked the stock price of Lockheed Martin, Boeing.
Well, it certainly has, and it should.
I'm just wondering if he could push it even farther than that. I'm looking around at the various conflicts in the world. I don't see a place for an F-35, quite frankly. And if Trump wanted to stand up and say, what the heck are we buying this for? I think he'd get some people, even on Capitol Hill, paying attention, even though they're all in the pockets of the various factories around the country that, employ people.
Well, he would get some leverage. The problem is he's really 10 years too late on the program. It's well into production. We're building about 60 a year, and you just can't go from 60 to zero. 10 years ago, we might have had those choices, but we really don't today. On the other hand, there are some questions about how many you buy in a year, whether you ramp up to the goal of about 100, and what the total number that you procure is. Right now, the goal is 2,400 total for the three services. There's wide expectation that the final number would be lower than that for exactly the reason you point out. There are some conflicts where you do want those advanced technologies and the stealth capability in a conflict with China, for example, or with Russia. But there are other conflicts, North Korea, for example, or Iran, where legacy aircraft would be perfectly well suited, especially after the first couple of days when you've beat down their air defense systems.
Well, let's not scare up a war with China to justify the F-35, that's for sure. Is there a program now that would be the right time to cancel?
I think the biggest change you could be is not starting additional programs and instead continuing to buy the programs that are now ongoing. For instance, for the Army, it has a tank that it's been building since really the 1980s, the M1 tank, and the Army would sort of like to develop a new tank. And I think, my recommendation to the Trump administration would be, don't buy a new tank, put some upgrades on the existing tank because it's a proven quantity and stick with that.
All right. Well, we'll see how many of these procurement arguments Donald Trump will take forward into the administration. Mark Kansian is a senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thanks so much.
Thank you.